I've just arrived in a corner of England that is forever Czech. I've been driving through the open, windswept landscape of the Thames Marshes just beyond the eastern suburbs of London and arrived at an extraordinary place. It's a Czech modernist utopia, and it's called East Tilbury. When the great Czech shoe magnate Tomáš Batia arrived here 75 years ago, there was nothing around but farmland. But that's very different from what we see today. This was a time when the Batia shoe empire, built up in the eastern Czech town of Zlín, was expanding with the dream of shoeing the world. Tomáš Batia was building state-of-the-art factories and even whole communities in countries as far apart as Chile and India. East Tilbury was one of those towns, and that's where I've come today to meet some people who live here. I'm in the library in East Tilbury, and in the background you might just be able to hear children's nursery rhyme practice. And in one corner of the library there's a little exhibition. I'm joined by Joan James, who's going to tell us a little bit about the exhibition here.
Yep. We're the Bata Reminiscence and Resource Centre, and for the last 4 years we've been collecting memorabilia, photographs, people's memories, both audio and in hard copy, about life at East Tilbury. East Tilbury is the Bata estate with about 300 houses. The original avenue was built in 1933 together with the first factory buildings. Bata Avenue, it's called, is built to a real Czech design, and it's very much like Zlín in that the houses are built on a checkerboard fashion.
Yeah, it's very interesting, isn't it? It's so different from the other towns and villages around here, which are the typical London suburbs with their sloped roofs and red brick. And suddenly here you've got these, well, they look like shoeboxes, really, don't they, the houses? Very modern for the time, from the 1930s. There's a factory which looks as though it could have come straight out of the Czech Republic.
Yes, I mean, the buildings here were built to the design of a very famous Czech architect, Mr. Karfek, who followed the modernist movement. We've collected so much memorabilia. I mean, here you've got china with Bata written on it.
Let's have a look. I mean, at some of the things you've got here.
We've got long service medals and diplomas. So at 25 years, a person would get one of these diplomas and a medal and a gold watch, and we have a complete collection.
And what was being made here? I mean, what these were shoes for the British market, were they?
And for export. We were Britain's largest exporters of footwear during the 40s and 50s, after the war. And
so this really was a major plant. I mean, it was a big
definitely.
Plant.
There were 4,000 workers making leather shoes, rubber Wellingtons, plimsolls. They had their own hosiery factory, shoe polish, made their own boxes, everything.
So tell me a little bit about your own link with Bata and the shoe factory.
Well, I came here in 1940 as a child. My father worked here. And then when I left school, I went to work in the offices in the export department, which was really very interesting because we had visitors from all over the world.
My name's May Václavik.
Václavik, and that's a Czech name.
It certainly is. Yeah.
And do you live here in Tilbury?
I do, yeah. My mother came from Zlín, where Bata started, and my father worked for Bata's. They met and married in Zlín, and then they came here in 1948.
So this is where you grew up?
I grew up here, yes, yeah.
And did you speak Czech at home?
No, unfortunately. My parents used to speak Czech to me, and we used to answer in English. I regret it now.
So somewhere out there in your head, probably the Czech words would come out again if you were to delve far enough.
It's still there. It's still there. Yeah, I can understand a little bit.
Did it always seem a little bit different here in East Tilbury from in the other places around?
Oh, definitely, definitely. Sometimes we felt a little bit, I don't know, trapped, but it was a unique place.
And was there something of a sort of Czech atmosphere there, even after the, obviously after the communist takeover, after the links, the direct links with Czechoslovakia were broken? Was there something of the of a Czech atmosphere even afterwards?
My mother and all the Czech families that lived in East Tilbury kept the Czech traditions. I remember Easter time we had the painted eggs, and Mum, I think the boys have to go out with a plaited, little plaited whip to sort of chase the girls down the street. And at the primary school, I remember this was my sister, who was 5 years older than me, and her friends and all the little boys and girls at school, they used to sing Czech songs at Christmas.
Do you remember any of them?
Unfortunately, no.
So you're not going to break into song for us?
Afraid not. And obviously, all the Czech families, all the ladies are very good cooks. And they all cooked the same sort of cookies, all the Czech cakes. And they were lovely, and everybody loved them.
My father came to work here at the same time, just after the outbreak of the war. And we lived in Princess Avenue over there, and I had Czech neighbours, Mr. and Mrs. Kubanik and their family, Joseph, Vera and George. And we got very friendly, and I used to go and watch Mrs. Kubanik make strudel on the table. And my brother and Georgie were very young, and they used to go under the table and pull the pastry, and I absolutely loved it here. My father worked in the supply department, and then I worked in the supply department. Over the years, we had a really lovely time. We used to go to the gymnasium. We had a youth club. The Czechs were very, very orderly. It was a very orderly existence.
Wasn't it a bit too formal?
Well, we didn't think so, because we were used to it, you see. But, I mean, yes, I suppose other people found them rather heavy going, shall we say.
Mr. Barter, the original Barter, he was killed in 1932, he said a healthy worker produced greater productivity. So therefore the houses were built with space around them. There were beautiful sports field, tennis courts, netball courts, swimming pool.
This is only just outside the East End of London, which where there were still slums at that time, weren't there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, when we came here from the East End of London, we didn't have a bathroom or an inside toilet. You had to go down the yard, you know, and this is in London.
So it was really very modern.
So come here and have a house with a beautiful bathroom and fitted kitchen, and, it was paradise, really.
But it's often been said, hasn't it, as well, that the whole Bata philosophy, that everybody had to be part of the machine, they had to be loyal to the company, they weren't given much space for sort of free time or free thinking, that loyalty was uppermost both in your working life and in your private life. Do you think that was the case?
It didn't feel like that. I mean, it was a paternalistic society. It was a very safe society. I mean, as children, you couldn't misbehave, because before father came home at lunchtime, he knew what you'd been up to. So I didn't grow up feeling I was being hemmed in or restricted in any way.
I'm now in the centre of East Tilbury with Joan James. On one side there's the very modernist, functionist-looking former cinema. There's the hotel. They're both whitewashed, very modern, clean-looking buildings with flat roofs and big windows. And just to the left is a statue here, isn't there? There's a statue of Thomas Barter, the founder of the company.
He was killed in a plane crash in 1932. In July, and when the factory was working on the due date in July, the managers used to come out and lay a memorial wreath at the foot of the founder's statue.
Just next to the statue, this is the main or one of the main factory buildings. And again, I've been to Zlín, where the main Bata headquarters are, and it all looks very familiar to me. It's very similar, isn't it, to the shoe factory in Zlín?
Yes, that's right. The building here is listed. It's a Grade 2 listed building, so nobody can alter the exterior. It used to be the administration block, and the top two floors used to be stockrooms. The revolving doors were always there. That's your main entrance into the office building, and they are still the original doors.
And when exactly was this built?
1932-33, these buildings. And they're this steel and concrete with bricks style of building.
And with aluminium windows, by the looks of it.
Yes, they're the original windows, which we had in the houses, but they're very difficult to maintain.
Here's another of the factory buildings on the other side.
Yes.
Again, it looks amazing. And right on the top, there's a water tank, isn't it, with the Bata logo on.
With the Bata logo. In actual fact, that water tank's on the third building. I've been up there. It's a fantastic view from there.
Yeah. Now I see that there are no shoes made here anymore. Was that a trauma for this community, given that the whole community had been built around the plant, as you say, it's on a grid, the whole social life, everything was built around the plant? It must have been quite traumatic.
Well, it was a gradual thing. It started, I suppose, in the 80s with the factories downsizing. The factory ceased production finally about 18 months ago. We were very supportive of one another. You still had that very strong community spirit.
So a bit like in a mining community.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, all right. People were upset because they felt the company had let them down. And I suppose in some respects maybe they did. But the world changed. You can't have conveyors with 40 men on when one computer will do the work with one man and three ladies packing.
Well, a couple of years ago, you actually had the chance to visit Zlín, the home of the Bata shoe empire. Tell me a little bit about that.
We left here, travelled to Zlín by coach. It took us 2 whole days and most of the 2 nights to get there. So when we got there, we were exhausted. But it was quite a wonderful experience to see how like East Tilbury Zlín is. Yeah, it was quite a fabulous experience.
It was lovely, actually, to go. It was lovely to go because I have, as I said, I have my relatives there, and it was lovely to see them.
I bet they were pleased to see you as well.
They were very pleased.
So, thank you very much, or děkuji vám, I should say.
Ah, děkuji.
And děkuji vám as well, all of the listeners out there listening to today.